There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Welcome back. It is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss, Pauly Howard here on a Tuesday morning live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. We're going to start this hour talking some college football. We'll sprinkle in some NFL as well. This is really cool. Drew Butler is kind enough to join us in studio, former punter with the Georgia Bulldogs and in the NFL with the Steelers and the Cardinals, and the host of the Punt and Pass podcast. It's good to meet you, Drew. How are you?
Man, I'm awesome. Great to meet you guys. Long-time listener, first-time visitor. This is spectacular here.
Pretty good setup,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, this is sick. This is awesome.
And soon to be a three-time entry into Circa Millions.
Yeah, that's right. We're going into our third season. Me and my former college roommate, Clint Bowling, we were teammates at Georgia. He started left guard for the Cincinnati Bengals for 8 years, and we just have an absolute blast. It keeps us engaged in the season all year long, and Circa puts on an awesome contest. It's amazing.
You guys did well last year?
Yeah, we did well. You know, first quarter, we love those quarterly payouts. Through the first 4 weeks, we were 12-3, looking at some action going into week four, and then we went 3-2 in week four, so we didn't catch anything. But man, you know, you look at it, and guys are going 15-0 for the first 3 weeks. You're like, how on earth is this even possible?
Deflating.
It's unbelievable how good these handicappers are, but it's awesome. The NFL's the best. We love the NFL.
Well, having said that, are you then taking maybe a peek at the Survivor then?
Yeah, you know, we thought about it, but to game the Survivor, we just think you have to get so many entries. We're not there yet. Mm-hmm. We'll cash out in millions this year, and then we'll come back and roll it into the Survivor.
I like it.
Yeah, there you go.
Strong confidence there.
Yeah, man.
Okay, so your team, the reigning national champs, good feeling, no doubt, lost a lot of talent, but they reload in the SEC, and Georgia's right there with Alabama. Now, shop around because you can find, with heavy juice, a win total of 10.5, or you can find 11.5 over at maybe some plus, well, it was some plus money anyway. How many wins are we talking this year for Georgia?
You know, you look at the schedule, and I honestly can't remember an easier schedule heading into the season for a defending national champion. You see what the SEC East is like. There's a lot of talk about Tennessee. Can they get over the hump? I think the drop-off from Georgia, even though they lost 15 draft picks to the NFL. I think the drop-off from 1 to 2 is so great. Stetson Bennett coming back, Todd Monken, the offensive coordinator, still being there, a lot of familiarity on the offensive side of the ball. And yeah, they lost a lot on defense, but they played so many guys throughout the year last year because they took care of business in so many games. They're not exactly inexperienced. They're just not as impactful yet like a Jordan Davis or N'Kobe Dean or Lewis Cine or Trayvon Walker, the number one overall pick. So I really like Georgia. I think the first game of the year might be the toughest for them. High emotions, former defensive coordinator Dan Lanning, now the head coach at Oregon. And Bo Nix, who's not an unfamiliar foe from Auburn, now leading the Auburn Ducks in Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. So could be interesting. I think Georgia's going to take care of business. And if you look at the schedule, I'm hard-pressed to take the under 11.5.
Wow.
Wow, jeez. By the way, they're minus 715 to win that division.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah, that just goes to tell you right there what the SEC East is like.
Well, if that's the toughest game, because I've seen some publications call for Oregon to lose four games, that what they're not bringing back and who they lost.
Yeah.
So then it's a segue into what do you think of Napier then and Florida? And what the drop-off is there.
I'm not sold on Anthony Richardson. Uh-huh. You know, I really am not sold on Anthony Richardson. Billy Napier, his talent and scheme fit is going to be something that a lot of people are going to find out really in the first 3 weeks. There was a lot of emotion about that hire. Obviously, some big names were tossed around in the coaching carousel. Napier's experienced. He knows what he's doing. He's a great recruiter. I just think it's going to take time. I think Tennessee jumps Florida. I think Tennessee jumps Kentucky. I like Hendon Hooker. I like Josh Heupel. I think that's a really explosive offense. They're going to have to put it together on defense. But, you know, that game in Jacksonville, Florida, Kirby Smart and this Georgia team really has had their number the past couple of years outside of their amazing campaign in 2020.
Well, what's realistic? The schedule's brutal.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't believe Utah's going to the swamp.
Yeah.
They start with that game. You have to go to A&M. You have the Tennessee game, as you mentioned. It's going to be tough. Well, first year for him.
Yeah, A&M in College Station at Tennessee. You know, that's always a really emotional game as well, Florida-Tennessee early on in the season. But look out for the Ohio State transfer at quarterback, Jack Miller. I think he could really get some play early on in the season. That Florida fan base is restless, and if Anthony Richardson and Billy Napier aren't lighting it up early, I think it's going to get pretty loud in Gainesville. I go under 6.5. I really do. I lean to the under looking at Florida's win total
right now. Okay, all right.
Yeah.
You said you think Tennessee leapfrogs Kentucky. I'll tell you what, very good quarterback coming back.
Yeah.
And I will say this, I think Stoops, the job that he has done in Kentucky, he might be one of the most underrated coaches in the country at this point.
Yeah, for what he's done with that situation, it is fantastic. I'm just not sold on Kentucky. I mean, can you guys tell me the last time Kentucky won a big, meaningful football game, really to make that jump? It just doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. Right? Will Levis, he's got all the attributes to go to the NFL. I haven't seen him put it together in a big-time game against a top-five defense or a big opponent. I like that Christian Rodriguez is back at running back. I think that puts a lot of pressure on Kentucky's run game, but losing Wandale Robinson,
huge,
losing off that offensive line, people are going to know what to expect when they go in and play Kentucky. You know, Georgia heading up to Lexington November 19th, you know, that's a tricky game. Could it be cold? That's not an easy place to play late in the season. If they, Kentucky, have a lot of momentum heading into that game, that's going to be one that Georgia's going to have to circle later on in the season.
Was it it was 3 years ago maybe? It was a complete downpour. When was it Lynn Bowden who was playing quarterback for the Wildcats and they never threw the ball?
Correct.
They were in that game, right?
Yep, that's absolutely correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you think of Bama then this year? Again, shop around, win total. I see 10.5 over minus 240, but you can find 11.5 out there as well.
I'm as square as they come when it comes to Alabama.
Okay.
I mean, you cannot convince me to bet the under heading into a season against Alabama. You know, they're not afraid of Tennessee. Nick Saban obviously knows how to scheme up a Josh Heupel, Hendon Hooker type offense. They get A&M at home. Nick Saban toyed with Lane Kiffin last year. I mean, I just think Alabama right now, looking at their talent, they got two of the best players in college football on each side of the ball, Bryce Young and Will Anderson. I think you have to look at the over. It's plus 130 right now at circa, 11.5 wins.
So we're talking about Georgia and Bama probably going 12-0 again this year.
Paulie's favorite. It's the same exact teams every single year.
Right.
Yeah.
They'll meet in the SEC championship game, and regardless of what happens, both teams will make the playoff. And then who's going to join them in the playoff?
You know, it's a great question. Obviously, you look at a team, and I'm not sold on them, but they're getting a ton of hype, Southern Cal, right? I don't know Lincoln Riley. No, I don't think they're going to make it. I'm just going to preface this by saying I don't know how they're going to be. A lot of excitement. You haven't really seen a super team be built in college football yet. Now, the transfer portal has changed things dramatically. You get Addison from Pitt. You get Caleb Williams. Lincoln Riley gets in there. I don't know if a Pac-12 team will be able to make it into the college football playoff this year. Ohio State's loaded. Clemson, I know they're the favorites heading into the season. You know, could A&M sneak up and beat Bama and knock Bama off and get them out of the SEC West? I don't know. But right now, you'd have to look at Ohio State out of the Big Ten, and then Big 12 team. It's just so interesting to look at right now. So
This isn't good for the sport, though. I mean, I know where you're from, but this is, come on. If it's Clemson, Ohio State, yeah. Bama, and Georgia again, this is why, to your point, we need USC. Maybe Cristobal turns it around in Miami, Sark at Texas. We need this.
Yeah, it'd be great to see Cristobal get it going at Miami. I mean, look at the ACC. It's relatively thin this year heading into the season. I like, you know, what he brings to the table in Coral Gables, right? He's got a lot of love for that university. That's his alma mater. He's putting a ton of effort into recruiting to get some fresh talent down there at Miami. So it'll be interesting to see how quick that can happen. But yeah, I mean, you're right. Recruiting is such an impactful part of college football now, and the development that those four teams put so many resources into it, they just keep winning football games.
Let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Drew Butler is our guest in studio. He punted for the Georgia Bulldogs and also made the NFL with the Steelers and the Cardinals. So you brought up A&M and the possibility maybe knocking off, briefly anyway, there against Alabama.
Yeah.
How close do you think the Aggies are under Jimbo Fisher right now? And what is that program going to look like in 1 year, in 2 years, maybe 3 years with the way that guy's recruiting?
I mean, look at his past 4 years of recruiting. Look what they did last year with the number one overall recruiting class, him and Saban chirping at each other. I can't wait for the lead up of that game. I'm sure CBS will make it one of their doubleheaders, probably a night game, Alabama and Texas A&M. But that SEC West, man, it's a gauntlet. It really is. And when you look at who they're going to have at quarterback, Max Johnson, the transfer from LSU, Haynes King coming off an injury last year, who's extremely athletic. They're going to have to put it together. And you saw them take down Alabama last year. Alabama had a horrible game, and A&M had the greatest game ever. I mean, that's what it takes, absolute perfect storm to knock off Alabama. And then you can't mess up for the rest of the season just to make it to the conference championship. So it'll be really interesting to see if Jimbo and the Aggie team can put it together.
2 minutes left here in this segment. I want your thoughts on Auburn.
Yeah.
That was a weird hire to go with Harsin. They had a 5-game losing streak. They went 6-7. There was an investigation. Mm-hmm. Some thought he would lose his job. They bring him back, and now a tough schedule as well. How do you think Auburn does with their win total, and if he even lasts the season?
Yeah, right now, Auburn, 6 wins at Circa. I like the over, -125 right now. I do like the over. I think that off-season attrition that you're talking about, Pauly, right after the season, it was Brian Harsin going to get fired? Rumor mill like crazy. Tank Bigsby decides to come back. I think that's huge. Year two coaches in the SEC historically do some pretty special things. I think Auburn is going to have really good buy-in on the roster heading into the season. I think Brian Harsin knows what he has in the locker room. Is Zach Calzada going to take over for TJ Finley? I'm not sure yet, but I like Auburn. Over 6 wins. Get this. They're taking on Alabama and Georgia both on the road. The last 4 seasons that has happened, Auburn has finished the season with 5 losses, which would tick to the over. So
okay. All right. What's your favorite win total in the SEC?
My favorite win total in the SEC? I'm going to have to go with Tennessee. I really do. I'm going over 8 wins.
Over 8?
I think Tennessee puts it together. They have a lot of returning players on defense. I know their defense got lit up a year ago, but again, a year two coach in Josh Heupel, that offense is explosive. I think Tennessee wins 9 games.
9 games. Yeah. So again, I found last night 7.5 over -160.
I think that's good value.
On the Volunteers. That's your favorite one in the SEC?
I think that's good value. Yeah.
Okay. Two teams in that conference we haven't even touched on yet. We'll save for the next segment. LSU.
Yep.
And their win total is 7. And I don't think we can forget about Spencer Rattler.
Yeah, we got to talk about him. Absolutely.
I mean, the former shortest shot on the board to be the number one pick in the draft next year to win the Heisman Trophy. He's now at South Carolina. Their win total is 6. So hang tight. We got to get your thoughts on those two programs and also what you think of Mike Tomlin's 2022 version of the Pittsburgh Steelers. They've never had a losing record with him as the head coach. Now with a 17-game season, is this going to be the year? We'll continue here and follow the money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Drew Butler in studio, kicked for Georgia 10-12 years ago.
Steelers, long time ago.
Yeah, Cardinals. And likes to bet. Made a run at the Circa Millions here. They're going to join again this upcoming season here as we continue here on a Tuesday morning. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
VSEN, the Sports Betting Network.
Since summer specials here, only $19. You get everything VSEN has to offer from now to the end of July. Sign up today. You'll get the VSEN's daily best bets, every host, every guest. And if you want the full experience, the daily best bet email, every edition of Point Spread Weekly, the live video stream, whenever you want it, for $19 through July 31st. Sign up now, VSEN.com/summer.
Talking college football here with Drew Butler, little NFL as well. Drew is on Twitter at Drew Butler, and you can also catch his podcast. It is the Punt and Pass podcast. Kicked for Georgia, punted for Georgia. What are we talking about? 13 years ago now? Yep.
You keep going higher and higher.
I know. I had to do the math there for a second. The Steelers and the Cardinals as well. Let me ask you this. At what stage of your life, because that's not really not that long ago, the Cardinals, 2016 is 16. When did you start to get involved, like, in the gambling scene?
Yeah, you know, Aaron Murray, my host, my co-host on the podcast, Punt and Pass, at Punt and Pass on Twitter, we started that in 2017, which was very timely because that's the year Georgia went 11-0 and then won the SEC championship, won the Rose Bowl, played in the national championship in Atlanta. And a lot of our fans, that's really around the time where sports betting was coming more mainstream throughout the country. We just started picking games a week, five games a week, keeping track of it. I've always really loved following NFL. You know, NFL on TV coverage, they usually always talk about the gambling lines as well. And when you look at handicappers in the NFL, I mean, it's just crazy how scary accurate they are. It's unbelievable. So probably 2017 is when I really, really got dialed into it. And now here we are in 2022 and doing Circa Millions and sixth season of the podcast. It's really fun.
Great. Good for you. Back to the SEC.
Yeah.
So you would know because you played. So what's Kelly looking at here at LSU? How long does it take to put a system in place, get those guys out, put his guys in? Daniels comes in, transfers from Arizona State. What's realistic with LSU and Kelly in year one?
You know, right now, 6.5 wins is the total at Circa. I'm kind of surprised this is juiced to the over. It's minus 130 to the over. You look at the schedule, it's tough. Again, going back to that SEC West gauntlet, but the cupboard's not bare in Baton Rouge. There's tons of talent on that team. Obviously, last year was kind of wonky. Coach O gets fired. Mm-hmm. Brian Kelly, a great hire, and I think he has a chip on his shoulder to prove that he can do it in the SEC with that kind of top talent. They're opening up against Florida State. That is not an unfamiliar foe for Brian Kelly in his past days at Notre Dame. That game's in New Orleans. I think it'll be rocking down
there. Oh, what a
absolutely rocking down there. Great atmosphere to kind of welcome in the new regime. It's tough to get a read on this talent and scheme fit early, but I think Brian Kelly gets creative. I love Brian Kelly against Jimbo Fisher and Texas A&M in the finale. They had some absolute duels when Jimbo was at Florida State and Brian Kelly was at Notre Dame. So I go over 6.5 wins. I think it's going to be a surprising year in LSU. I think they can knock off a team late in the season to get over that 6.5 win total.
That is a sneaky, under-the-radar Week 1 game.
Yeah. That's a Sunday.
Yeah, that's Labor Day, weekend, right?
9-11's on a Sunday.
In New Orleans?
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that'd be awesome. A great spot to be at.
Absolutely.
One more team in the SEC, South Carolina, now with Spencer Rattler coming over from Oklahoma, former number one recruit, thought to be potentially a Heisman Trophy winner in college and maybe a number one overall pick someday. Well, that's now far-fetched at this point. But what do you make of the Gamecocks now that he comes over?
Yeah, I'm leaning to the under. It's at 6 wins right now at Circa. They were a huge winner in the portal this offseason, right? Spencer Rattler coming over from Oklahoma. He brings his tight end from Oklahoma as well, Austin Stogner. But I'm just not sold on Spencer Rattler. I mean, what is to tell me that Spencer Rattler is going to have success week in and week out in the SEC coming up this season? It's just different. Now, Williams-Brice Stadium in Columbia, South Carolina, is absolutely a home field advantage. But remember what happened with Spencer Rattler last year in Norman. Slow starts, he was getting booed out of the stadium. That will be no different in Columbia if they don't get off to hot starts. So I lean the under. Look, they got Georgia, A&M, and Tennessee all at home. They'd have to knock off one of those teams to get over 6 wins. So I'm leaning under South Carolina. There's too many unknowns.
Yeah. That was an incredible coaching job last year, though.
Yeah.
For them to win 7 games, they're supposed to be a laughingstock.
Yeah. Yep. The thing about Rattler when he went to Oklahoma was everybody just assumed that every quarterback that Lincoln Riley brought in was going to be the same guy.
Yeah.
And that's, you can't make that assumption.
Absolutely.
So, NFL, the Steelers, I talked about this before the break, brought it up. Tomlin's never had a losing season, right? Now 17 games, you go 8-9. Oh, there's the first losing. Somehow they won 9 games last year with that offense. Now, no more Big Ben. The defense is still going to be talent wise. It's awesome. But now it's going to be Trubisky, maybe Pickett. Is this the first ever losing season for Tomlin?
You know, they always do such a great job coaching. I mean, the development in Pittsburgh, the stability of that franchise leans towards getting guys in the fold, understanding what it's going to take week in and week out. I'm not sure Trubisky's the answer. Does he probably get the start the first couple weeks? Yeah, how's Pickett going to play? When does he get into the fold as well? But I like that Steelers defense. Minkah Fitzpatrick's one of my favorite players in the NFL. Cameron Hayward, you know, manning that defensive line, my high school teammate, we grew up together. We also played in Pittsburgh together, too, so shout out Cameron Hayward. But, you know, look at the schedule, win total 7.5. I like the value at plus 110 on the over.
Okay, good points. So their quarterback play was atrocious last year.
Yeah.
Doesn't get enough attention. Out of every team that made the playoffs, they had the lowest QBR. So now Trubisky, you think it'd have to be an upgrade.
Yeah.
And then to win 9 games, they had the tie against Detroit as well. But you're going to have the benefit of Watson likely suspended for the whole year and the fact that you have a nasty defense. I'm with you that they can do that.
Yeah, and I don't want to discount Mitch Trubisky, right? You just mentioned it. What was Ben last year? Well, he was a lot older. He was retiring. It was kind of that tour you knew was happening. He was not mobile whatsoever.
No.
And Mitch Trubisky brought the Bears to playoffs. Mm-hmm. I mean, the double doink, they should have gone to the Super Bowl that year. He can get outside the pocket. He can move the chains with his legs. That's something that Pittsburgh has not seen in years. How does that transfer in those AFC North games that are always close battles? You know, they could win at the Bengals in week one. That's going to be highly emotional inside Paul Brown Stadium after that Super Bowl campaign a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, what's going to happen? I do. I like the over.
So you think they have the coaching staff to maybe find and extract that 2017 version of Trubisky and get that out of him this year?
I think so, certainly. I mean, you look at what he had to deal with Matt Nagy and the Chicago Bears. I mean, it can't really get much worse than that. I mean, honestly.
So as a former player, you look at that situation and say, that's clearly on the coaching staff.
The body of work would tell me that, yes, it was on the coaching staff. Yeah, absolutely.
It was that one season, the double doink year.
It was maddening what they were doing on the offensive side of the ball. Their defense was so good. They could not put it together. And sometimes you're looking at the play calling where, you know, we're sitting on the couch and going, why would you do that? And it was oftentimes resulting in a loss for the team. And you just felt bad for the guys out there. You know, I'm partial to the Chicago Bears. I love that my dad played for the Bears for years. I grew up in Chicago for 10 years as well. So I love seeing what Bears good football does for that city and for the NFL. That was a special team that year. And, man, that double doink. I'm a specialist, so I obviously I obviously can feel for Cody Parkey there, but that was a really, really good team.
Yeah, the hearings today. What if he's suspended the whole year? Yeah. What's realistic if it's going to be Brissett the whole year for the Browns?
You know, that's a great question. I don't know what, you know, I'm not the smartest guy in the room. I don't know what's going to happen with Deshaun Watson. Signs would point to that he won't be available for the entire year. What happens with Baker Mayfield? You know, like, I think that's still out there to figure out. Is it going to be Jacoby Brissett, who obviously has had a lot of experience in the NFL? The AFC North's a different beast, though. You know, it really, really is. Week in and week out, it's an absolute bloodbath. I'm not really sold on the Browns this year. Just so many storylines that are not focused on football throughout the offseason. It's got to be tough for those guys in the locker room.
And they gave up so much for Watson.
Yeah.
The $230 million guaranteed. You brought up the North overall. I mean, and I said this to Ross Tucker 90 minutes ago. There's going to be, and I've already heard it, like always, and there's something there going back like, you know, 20 years, the losing team in the Super Bowl usually has a hangover.
Yeah.
But Burrow's a different kind of animal. They got better in the offseason. The Ravens and the Bengals this year, and then you just talked about how you may be like 7.5 over on the Steelers. It's going to be tough grinding here for the Browns.
Yeah, no question. No question. I totally agree with you that Joe Burrow is a different animal. I mean, him and Ja'Marr Chase, what they were able to do last season was unbelievable. You knew it was going to Chase, and you knew he was going to catch it and take it past the sticks for a first down, if not a touchdown. And that was such a fun team to watch all season long. I felt like I was always behind him going, they're not going to do it this week. I'm going to fade them. They're not going to do it this week. I'm going to fade them. And, of course, you were a loser if that was the side you were taking all season long.
What will stun you more with Tom Brady, if he plays at an MVP level again this year or if he falls off a cliff?
I mean, how can you discount what Tom Brady's done, right? And obviously, the storylines around Bruce Arians no longer being the head coach and Todd Bowles now being the head coach, Byron Leftwich still there, a lot of familiarity in Tampa Bay. I think they have the tools in that division, too. I mean, there's a lot of turnover in that division, the quarterback position specifically. I think Tom Brady is due for another great year. I saw an unbelievable tweet last night, and it was talking about where Tom Brady's been living since his days in San Francisco as a high schooler and what the professional sports teams have done in that city, starting in San Francisco, Joe Montana, all the Super Bowl wins for the Niners. Oakland got a Super Bowl in there as well. And then he goes to Michigan, the Red Wings win Stanley Cups. Then he goes to New England for all these years, and it's Celtics, and it's
Red Sox,
you know, Red Sox and Pats. And now he's in Tampa. The Lightning have won 2 Stanley Cups. The Bucks have won a Super Bowl. It's unbelievable. It's a spreadsheet this long, and it says where Tom Brady has lived and what the professional sports teams have done in that area.
He could have won the MVP last year.
Yeah.
Maybe should have. Mm-hmm. He's probably going to throw for 5,000 yards again this year.
Yeah.
And 38 touchdowns. It's nuts.
You know, I'm 33. I feel like I look older every single day. That guy's 42, and he looks younger every single day.
I
don't know what he's doing, but good for him.
Ruined it for every quarterback. He did.
You can follow him on Twitter. He is at Drew Butler. And again, the podcast is called the Punt and Pass Podcast. Man, it was a pleasure meeting you, and thanks so much.
This is great, man. Appreciate you having me. Yeah, thank you very much.
Great job. Loved having you on.
Good luck in the contest.
And we'll talk to you throughout the year.
Yeah, please do.
Very cool. Up next, we'll recap last night's betting action with Win Some, Lose Some.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Pauly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
All right, short card yesterday in MLB. Favorites went 7-2 last night. There were two dogs. The Orioles plus 135. They won at Seattle. Congratulations. There's hope. They are in last place, but they're 35-40, and with that win, it's their first winning month since 2017. Good job, Baltimore.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, Paul, that prop that a lot of people poo-pooed that I brought up several weeks ago, I think is a little live right now. If a sportsbook wants to post that, who's going to have a playoff win first, the Baltimore Orioles or the Dallas Cowboys? If the Cowboys don't win a playoff game this year, that Orioles thing might be live.
A's first five plus 240. There you go. Didn't go I expected. Blackburn didn't have much. He escaped. But the A's got five runs in support. Of course, they lose the game because that's part of the reason with the first five, the bullpen is so bad. And the Yankees explode late and they win and cover the run line too.
Now, did you happen to watch some of that game?
Not much of it.
Okay. I had that game on when the Yankees were going crazy in that seventh inning, I believe it was.
I was watching the Red Sox get buried.
How the hell do you have two catchers interference?
Yeah. How about that? Yes.
Like back-to-back.
Sam, with the bases loaded.
I'm losing my mind watching the broadcast. It was one of the kookiest innings you're ever going to see. Again, broadcasters will tell you this all the time. Bettors will, too. If you watch baseball long enough, you're going to see something like all the time that you've never seen before. Two in one inning? What?
Yep.
And so... That, I mean, if you wanted to split your bet yesterday, I can get that first five in full game, but that's why you do the first five in a spot like that.
Yep, missed this one. I guess it's easy to say now, but the Rockies plus 180. The Dodgers had a night game that went to extra innings, Sunday night baseball in Atlanta. Then they had to travel to Colorado, another road game, and they had nothing, especially on offense. And they got beat 4-0 by the Rockies.
Well, a complete game shutout by Chad Kuhl.
Yeah.
I mean, by far the best game he's ever thrown.
Listless effort. Should have seen it coming. Guerrero hit a home run plus 370 as the Blue Jays are now 6-2 against Boston. Gossman was on a rough stretch, but he has owned Boston this year.
Have been great.
He was great yesterday. Subscribe, be part of the team. VSiN.com, our radio and podcast friends. Good video as always. I'll put this in Win Some, but this is a majestic creature, and this could have been lunch if not for the glass. Oh, look at this cannonball. Look at that tiger coming out of nowhere. Look at this serious leap. Wow. Oh, and then the girl looks around and realizes what
going on. Well, it took her a split second to recognize what was going on.
Oh, my God. Look how far he jumps from.
Nice leap. By the way,
check
out the tiger. Does he have a fish in his mouth? Right there. What is that?
You think he's got a snack already?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
I don't know. I can't tell. But he comes. He's making a run at the girl.
Oh.
And the glass right there. Oh, my God. That is serious athletic ability. This is awesome. This is Ben Fowkes tweeted this out, who works here at VSiN. Coming soon, DraftKings Sportsbook in Wrigley Field. Look at this thing. That is awesome. Reminiscent of the Foxwood setup when we were there. At least with the where you have the big screens and the bar, too, how it's set up.
That looks awesome.
Yeah, and then you've got the upstairs and the downstairs. Very reminiscent of Foxwoods. And then they get the counter on the side and all the kiosks.
Look at that.
Great job. Kiosks are unbelievable what they have. That is awesome with that. A couple lose some here. You know, we talked about this with our friend who was a dealer a couple weeks ago, and he mentioned this happened a couple years ago. Well, it happened at the Golden Nugget. Big time lose some. That is the joker on the flop. Texas Hold'em poker tournament. Oh, my God. Why does this happen?
It's a big event.
We've seen five kings in the deck. There's the joker on the flop now. Are they shuffling? Are they going through the cards?
Yep. So if you listen to the audio, look at this now. A couple of the pit bosses come over.
Well, they need a ruling. They don't know what to make.
They don't know what to do.
I'm sure they've never seen that before.
And the guy on the video you can hear saying is like, okay, what's the ruling here going to be? Oh, wow. Oh, wow. That's your reaction?
Yeah, well, right.
What do you want the guy to do?
I know. Right.
He didn't stack the deck with a joker. He comes over, and in his mind, he's going to want to kill somebody.
I don't even know what the ruling would be.
Who does?
That's help us out with that one. Everyone's taking videos. Yeah, you can't give the pit boss or director.
The shift manager, whatever he is.
Yeah. You can't give him grief. I'm sure he's never seen that before. Crazy. Have you seen this before, too? We got a record for a python in Florida. 18-foot python. 215 pounds. The size of a shipping container. And out of the nightmare, she was pregnant and carrying 122 eggs. Mm. And you just see, as they found that thing. Oh, my God. That is something. And Ed and Kathy in Maine. Follow the Money Army. They watch on Nesson, Booth Bay Harbor. They just go out for some breakfast. This is at the counter where the lady says, I'm going to take the flip-flops up and play with my feet and put them up on the chair while everyone around me is having breakfast and trying to enjoy their meal.
Okay.
Imagine that.
I'm going to tease this either for later on in the show or later on in the week. We have what I'm going to call the worst, most egregious video on a flight, barefoot video, we've had to date. And think about what that's going to take to take the title away.
I can't get there. It's bad, but it appears it could be phony.
I think it also might be doctored. But if yes, it's not, if it's right. not,
it's bad.
It's the worst.
Yep, there you go. Win some, lose some, presented by BetRivers, your hometown book. Log in, get a 20% profit boost on MLB bets every Tuesday. Learn more, BetRivers.com. All right, good fun. It was fun to catch up with Drew Butler as well. And next time we talk to him, hardcore breakdown of the 85 Bears. And
he could have had him in.
Well, those guys can get after it. McMahon, just the stories on Jim McMahon.
Well, first of all, let's explain why. His dad was Kevin Butler. Mm-hmm. He mentioned that briefly. He's like, yeah, my dad was kicker in the league. I love the Bears. So we could have had Drew in on for a three-hour show. I mean, no doubt. Great guest appearance by Drew Butler. Yeah, his dad is Kevin Butler for those 85 Bears. Kicked in the league for a long time. I can't even imagine the stories that he would have. Are you surprised by this? And hello, Marquee. And I'd love feedback on this, too. We don't live there. But this is before the Cubs won the World Series in 2016. I asked people who were born and raised in Chicago, right? Had spent their entire lives there. I said, what's bigger in the city when they win? I assumed that it would be the Cubs because of...
Has to be.
The jinx.
Well,
and I would immediately get corrected by people who've lived there their entire lives and say, it's the Bears. Whenever the Bears are good, it takes precedent, and they're the number one story in the entire city.
Come on.
I don't know. Again, that's a handful of people that I talked to over the years.
You had the Jordan Bulls, too.
I know that.
Where were the Jordan teams?
Oh,
just forget when they were winning championships, just when he was there.
Sure.
Even starting out, how hot that ticket was. And they've had a bad run for a while.
Sure. I just assumed, again, because of the fans at Wrigley for that many years, they wanted a title so bad, and then... they finally got it. Nope, still, it would be the Bears. Such a huge football town. I'll take their word for it.
I got to think it's the Cubs. That's surprising. Yeah. Okay, good content with Mike North. And Portillo's coming up soon.
Oh, we got that trip coming up.
He's ready for that. Paul, he also said something. Go ahead. So I was going to go say something about college football.
Okay. You know what? Let's save this. We want to play this in the next segment. We'll save it.
He made a good point during the break. And... sent out the signal here. Does anybody have a 7.5? Is anyone a marine biologist? Does anyone have a 7.5 on Ole Miss? He's right. They might be favored in their first 7 games. Troy, Central Arkansas, Georgia Tech, Tulsa, Kentucky, Vandy, Auburn. Tech and Vandy are on the road.
So they get Kentucky at home.
Yes.
Because Kentucky would be the best team of those 7, I think, that you rattled off, yeah.
You get Dart, the transfer. Boy, keeping up with the transfers in college football.
I know, full-time job.
My God. So he'll likely be the quarterback. I love Kiffin's genius with offensive guru. Backloaded, he's right, at LSU, winnable game, at A&M, Bam at home, at Arkansas, Miss State. I can't get to 9 wins. I can't get to 8. That's why I wonder if it's a 7.5 is out there as well.
I'm looking right now.
I'll pay the juice. It's 8 here. It's 8. Look at that. Look how that schedule starts.
Paul, it's 8 minus 125 over. But you might find a 7.5 minus $2.
Where's that? Where's the screen? What odds are we using? Is that DraftKings? There is a 7.5? You got to be kidding me.
Minus
7.5.
If it's 7.5 minus 130.
Oh, giddy up. Come on. They're going to be favored in their first 7 games.
I'm looking around at other spots as
well. Won't beat Miss State at home. Go to Arkansas is tough, but that's a winnable game. They can't go beat LSU. Who knows what Kelly's walking into there?
Sure.
It'll be take a couple of years. That's a good observation there by him.
Instant feedback. It's a Bears town. Fact.
Come on.
Paul, I'm just the messenger here. It's a great city.
Wow.
But
yes, I know that, but that's... Yeah.
I assumed Cubs. Oh. People always tell me Bears. Bigger team.
And they've been so bad. That's the unfortunate part.
Yep. If you're looking for more sports betting discussion around your local teams, Bet Rivers has you covered, as Bet Rivers has launched a series of CityCasts designed to tackle sports betting from the local perspective. There are CityCasts in Chicago, Denver, Detroit, LA, New York, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, and now Washington, D.C. Subscribe to your local CityCast wherever you get your podcast. Email from Adam, ftm@vsin.com. I'm from Chicago and can absolutely confirm the Bears would be the biggest win if they win. With the Cubs, you've got a split city with the White Sox.
Oh, come on. No one roots for the White Sox.
It's one person. All I'm doing, again, reading the email from the guy who lives there.
You ever meet a White Sox fan other than Roper?
Oh.
See?
He might be the only one.
Yes.
In Pocket Plays, What We Are Betting, and maybe the worst airplane video ever.
Let me see.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
To determine the winner of any given college basketball game.
Someone gives you 10,000 to 1 on anything. You take it. Take it. Take it.
I'll bet you $20 I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I'll give you 3-1 odds.
Nope.
5-1.
Nope.
10-1.
You're up.
Here we go. In Pocket Plays, a winner last night with Martin Perez and the Rangers laid $1.26 that did move. Got as high as, I think, $1.38 in that neighborhood against the Royals. It was 4-1 Texas right away, then 4-4, and I'm like,
yes.
Gulp, here we go. And then they got six more to win 10-4. Bubic is a disaster for the Royals, so that was a winner. Today, I'm on two games in Major League Baseball. I'm taking Charlie Morton plus 105 against the Phillies. I do not like betting against Zach Wheeler. I'm a big fan. I think he's awesome. But no Bryce Harper in the lineup moving forward here. With that broken thumb for Philadelphia. Braves, better team right now. And Morton's been really good last couple of starts, even maybe a little bit beyond that. And the Astros minus 120. I'm going to match the pitchers here. I want it to be, list the pitchers. It's going to be Valdez versus Carrasco. That's why I like the Astros minus 120.
Good luck. I'm with you on that one. All right, one winner. A's first five plus 245.
Good job yesterday.
Thank you. I want everyone at the network to compliment me and congratulate me as well.
Everybody will reach out today.
Yes,
no doubt.
Everyone should. That's right. You know, you listen, you want the bouquet of flowers when you hit one. You need to eat the excrement sandwich when you lose one, too, and take it. And you have to be willing to take it when you give out a lousy pick, too. So that didn't go as planned, though. I thought Black, we might have to go against him until further notice. He's been getting roughed up here lately.
Yeah, I did bet
I know
that
it was
game
the Yankees,
yesterday, but because it was plus 240, I did bet a little bit on it, too.
They gave him five runs of support early.
I don't know.
And it was hairy. Yes, but a winner. And, of course, the bullpen blew it as well. I am with you on the Astros. $1.20. Valdez has been great on the road and going against the streak. The Mets are 10-0 with an off day. But I think they'll get to Carrasco as well. Mm-hmm. And, yes, there are plenty of 7.5s and $1.50 at one spot as well. I found here locally Ole Miss over 7.5 wins, thanks to Drew Butler for that analysis. It's 8 here at Circa. But, again, they should be favored in their first 7 games. And I think they can win. I like Kiffin.
So do I.
I think he's a good coach. And I think they can get to 8 wins. Go over 7.5 minus 1. You can do better than 150 with the juice, by the way, as well. And one less than 2 weeks away. Will Gus kill Lalo? No, minus 120. In Pocket, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Check out their daily specials posted after noon Eastern at BetRivers.com. That game is Sunday night, Florida State. And that Sunday night game, what he was talking about.
In LSU.
In New Orleans.
Oh, I'd love to be there for
on
that
ABC.
Game. Oh, man.
Good game.
Okay, so throwaway comment, but we're getting a lot of reaction on this. This is from Kyle Stewart. Cub fan from Chicago, been here my whole life, never lived anywhere else. Bears mean the most. My dad is a White Sox fan, and a lot of his buddies are too. It's a Bears town. Every single person responding today, when the team is good, what means more? It's the Bears.
How far back does that go? Early 80s, because they had that run with Peyton.
I would think so, yeah.
And then you had the Jordan Bulls for that long time. Wow, interesting. Well, that's the other thing. I mean, the Cubs, before they won the division in 84, how long was that playoff drought?
Oh, it was a
long
time.
I mean, we're the lovable losers. So.
No, but, I mean, it is. When the teams there are good, you're right. You brought up the Bulls teams with Jordan. They were the biggest thing in the world at the time. The 85, we still talk about the 85 Bears. And then you saw the reaction. I mean, I think I saw that for like a good couple of weeks when the Cubs won the World Series and people who have moved from Chicago all over the world planting the flag, like Argentina and China and all over, they was, come on, you can't get much bigger than that.
Things can change too. They have in Boston with the pecking order.
Oh, yeah.
Who the hell, look how bad were the Patriots in the 80s?
They were irrelevant.
Yeah.
Nobody talked about the Patriots. Nobody liked them. Yeah. They had no fans.
And it was just the perfect storm. Belichick, Brady, always good, winning Super Bowls, and then the allegations, and then us against the world mentality, which they love in New England. So, you know, bleep you. So you had all that as well.
Okay, so here's the video that we have been dying to play, and we do this all the time, have now for years. People should be put in prison, throw away the key when you take off your shoes and socks on an airplane. And you think this video might be staged or doctored or fake, whatever.
Yeah, good.
Okay. And for those of you in the radio audience.
Yeah, because where's the foot going after this? Now, where's the foot going?
So I just tweeted it out at Mitch Moss Radio if you want to watch it there. That is grab the ankle, break it, don't let go, make that person feel the pain. So they're reaching across the chair here and closing the window with their foot. No shoes, no socks on.
Well, someone's backwards then. Like to take, yeah, that's why it doesn't add up.
Someone's like they're backwards. Or do they know that person that they say, hey, look, this is going to take off.
Yeah.
Do this. We'll catch video of it now. And I promise we're going to get a million views on this thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
That could be. Okay. And then we have to play the Tiger video as well because we missed something here. Now, I caught this right away, the fact that the Tiger has the fish in the mouth. But we're told that he catches a fish midair. There's such a glare on the video here. When does the fish come in? Can you guys?
Hey, that's
is that what it is?
There it is.
Oh,
so that's what he's jumping for.
Okay, I missed that completely. So he's not even jumping for the kid.
No,
he's jumping for the fish, which is hanging off of like some sort of string.
Awesome.
That's what it is. Okay, and you know what? His head does go back to the left there when you play it again. I totally missed that part. That was coming after the kid.
Wow, that's great. Good observations. Good eye, everyone. I can't see bleep. So that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we have the hearing today.
We do.
Who knows when the ruling's going to come down and then the appeal and all that business. But, you know, let's go here. I mean, we have a game August 4th. So I think you should let the Browns know, which you could blame them. I understand. At least we should know if your quarterback's out for the rest of the year. So I thought this was interesting, too, though, talking to Drew. Can they, if this comes down and they're pushing for at least a year, the NFL, that can you kiss and make up with Baker? This was on social media yesterday. I thought it was fantastic. It was a Brandon Marshall, and they were asking Edelman about the Garoppolo. And Martellus Bennett called him, can I say it? Called him the B word. Because you remember that game? Brady was suspended to start the year. Right before the game, they're playing the Bills. It's like, Garoppolo, I can't go. It's like, what do you mean you can't go? You can't play. Non-throwing shoulder. Brissett had to play with torn ligaments in his thumb. Couldn't throw the ball. I'm like, what are the Patriots doing? They didn't even throw the ball. They got shut out, lost, and it was like, well, the guy shouldn't have been out there.
Right.
But and then that's
I do
like,
remember that game now, yeah.
So there's like, Edelman's like, I have to agree with Bennett. It's like, it's your non-throwing shoulder. That's something you say on Thursday, not right before the game. Oh, I can't play. It was weird. But that's why you would think that Mayfield, while he wasn't had a bad year, he was playing every single game with pain, through pain, and going out there
right.
and putting his body on the line. He could say, I know you set me up to fail, but give me a raise. Rework the deal. Maybe we can kiss and make up, and now I can come back and be the guy because we almost went to the AFC title game 2 years ago.
Look, I mean, we clearly don't know Baker Mayfield, but he comes across as a kind of guy who would carry a grudge,
yes.
right? And live with that kind of a grudge for the rest of his life.
And that's a serious thing.
It really is.
You set me up to fail on national television.
So does he feel like the kind of guy that would get over that and you know be like, hey guys, I'm glad to be back. It's awesome to be here.
Well,
and go make it work. But maybe he will.
What are the other options?
It seems very unlikely.
Right. Cleveland's going to have to eat half the contract if he's going to go to Carolina.
Right.
And then we're waiting on Garoppolo to be cleared and resume throwing because that could be a destination for him too. Who knows where Garoppolo's going? But I would imagine they'll take Garoppolo over Mayfield.
If you had to bet the number of games Watson's going to get, what number would you put on that? Or what number would you bet? If I made it seven, if I made it eight, I'll make it a flat
God.
Eight.
Oh, please.
You're going to go over?
Yeah.
Okay, so then if you made it...
I would go over Drew's number. 10. Absolutely easy 10. I'd lay $2.
Well, but if they make it more than eight, isn't it going to be a full season? Because what are you going to make it? You're going to make it 12 games come back in December?
Yeah, and this is the thing about, well, she's independent. Well, if she does something they don't like, they'll fire her. They'll get rid of her and get a different arbitrator. How the NFL works. So it's if they're coming in saying, screaming, holy hell, we're starting at a year. Come on. Plus, between the Bauer thing and the Ridley thing, Charles Robinson was right. People can't. Guy puts in a few parlays, he gets a year.
Oh, the Ridley comparison will really bring him down.
Yeah,
for sure. How this number has changed. We were on the air telling people go grab the plus money right now while you can.
Yeah, you did a good job.
It was plus 130 to miss the playoffs. They're now minus 230 to miss the playoffs.
And the 10-win thing as well.
Yeah, that was out there, and their win total is completely shifted now. The first four games set up to where they can maybe navigate that a little bit, but. The four games after that, Chargers at home, Pats at home, at Ravens, at Bengals, or Bengals at home?
Yeah.
Four games going into the bye week?
Steelers won more games than Cleveland if Watson's out.
You know, you can find that matchup, I bet. Yeah. I bet you can find that at several books, probably, who's going to win more games.
Yeah. I think it was said by many people. Andrew Brandt was one of them. This is the worst contract in the history of sports.
Already saying that.
Yep.
And we can do this later on in the week. William Hill has posted awesome cross-sport props. Like more wins this year, Georgia versus New England. That kind of stuff is awesome.
If you thought there was a sports betting offseason, think again. Our VSiN sports betting experts are working 24/7 to keep you informed on every sport on the schedule. The over pays the same for a baseball game or a football championship, and our team grinds year-round to help improve year-round to help improve year-round to help improve year-round.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, We've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.